Well, here in Maine, the state government is quietly rolling out an online and social media campaign warning minors and adults about enforcement and health issues that come with the legalization of marijuana. Fred Bever reports that while some advocates for legalized medical and adult use marijuana in Maine are supportive, online responders are questioning the effort, with some calling it prohibition propaganda.
In some ways, Maine's Good to Know campaign is similar to government initiatives that aim to raise awareness about the health effects or legal consequences of alcohol or tobacco abuse.
And it's really an effort to educate Mainers on how to safely, legally, and responsibly navigate Maine's changing marijuana landscape.
Emily Spencer is a spokeswoman for the Department of Health and Human Services, which developed the website, Facebook, Instagram, and digital advertising project with the Department of Administration and Financial Services. Messages on the website range from cautionary advice to adults, such as marijuana affects everyone differently, to use in private, not in public, don't drive high, or lock it up, to sterner warnings for teens.
We're looking to prevent Mainers under the age of 21, of course, from buying and using marijuana. And our ultimate goal is really to get people to goodtoknowmaine.com to make sure that they have this really useful information.
That includes information about the perils teens face if caught with pot, fines, misdemeanor or felony charges, loss of a driver's license, loss of financial aid, getting fired from a job or booted from a sports team. And it warns that pot use harms the developing brain.
I think on balance that it's pretty good. It's mostly fact and science-based information about marijuana and the relative harms of it.
David Boyer is the state director of the Marijuana Policy Project, a leader in the campaign to get marijuana legalized for adult use and for medical use in Maine.
This is somewhat of a different message than we've seen from the state even just 3-4 years ago, which was a little bit more towards the reefer madness type of rhetoric. So it acknowledges that marijuana is legal. It outlines what the rules are, how many plants that you can grow at home, and what the possession limit is. Is not something we've really seen from the state the last 2 years, so it's, you know, better late than never.
But some in the marijuana-consuming community are giving the project a pretty negative reception, most evidently on the Good to Know Maine Facebook page, where hundreds of posts slam or mock the effort as prohibition propaganda. In response to a warning, for instance, that it's still illegal to possess pot on federal land, such as Acadia National Park, one poster replied, "Stupid laws were made to break, and good luck catching me." Another offers to find Smokey the Bear so they can roast a bowl together. In a more serious vein, some take issue with health claims the project makes.
You'll get cancer from smoking cannabis.
Paul McCarrier founded the advocacy group Legalize Maine, and he owns a medical marijuana dispensary in Belfast.
You know, I think the exact language is, quote, "marijuana can smoke contains many of the same cancer-causing chemicals as tobacco smoke," unquote. Well, I'm sure that, you know, it's factual. It's definitely not accurate when we're looking at, you know, what doesn't contain certain chemicals that also cause cancer in our society.
McCarrier says that overall the site seems fact-based and comprehensive, but he adds that it should at least provide links to scientific research supporting its claims. And the entire campaign is devoid of scientific citations, although many of its health claims echo language the American Lung Association uses in its warnings about marijuana use. DHHS spokeswoman Emily Spencer says it's early yet and revisions to the site might be warranted.
Certainly, that's why something like social media can be really helpful for us, is we can launch our website and then get that kind of feedback.
Asked whether teenagers accessing the Facebook page might get a mixed message given all the skeptical postings, Spencer said only that the public has a right to comment, but the state reserves the right to remove posts. The campaign has a budget of $335,000 and will be live through February. After that, Spencer says the state will review its success and decide whether to continue. For Maine Public Radio News, I'm Fred Bever.